What's up with it? This your boy Emo, and you're tuned in to Wise Words with One Gone. Make sure you tune in every Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And don't forget to check out the Sunday Gospel Show from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Stay tuned and support the real Sacramento, California. Yeah.
Monday's so good, Tuesday's so cruel. One day you're so happy now, the next day you're in tears. So you take it while you find it, or leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. Wednesday's alright, but Thursday's all wrong. One day you're all with the baby, the next day it's all gone. So you take it where you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. Friday you beg her, Saturday she pleads. One day she says she loves you, the next day she might leave. So you take it while you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. It seems so fair sometimes. That's the way love is. It makes you wanna cry. That's the way love is. I know you don't know what I'm talking about, baby, because I don't believe you ever been loved.
Yes, the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I'm going to go back a little bit, man. You know, today we had to lay to rest Malcolm Person, the Person family father. And then we had to lay Brandon Pickett down, one of my nephews. I seen my nephew Brandon Miller in the procession and as one of the pallbearers. And they did a video, and, man, it almost made me cry to see how a young, talented brother, another young, talented brother, loses his life over senselessness. And so we'll have a moment of silence. We'll be back after that.
Together. Oh, this is good.
just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
You're listening to the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and man, tonight we're talking about Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence, the program that is brought to you for to save our youth and our babies. You know, this world that we're living in is upside down, and the only way it's going to turn right side up is if we, the people, make the change. I got some of my friends on the line. I got some dear friends on the line, and we're going to talk about some of the things that make your presence felt. The thing is if you don't never go and take the opportunity to put yourself into these young kids' lives and find out what's really going on, you'll never know what's going on. And so we, the people, always pointing fingers and talking about our youth and saying they listening to such and such type of music. And, you know, we good to point at people. We point at each other, right? But when you blame the youth, you have to have something to lift the youth. You know what I mean? You can't keep putting them down and you ain't got nothing to lift them up with. That's what Mr. Tim talking about. So we're going to take a couple of calls tonight. I've been thinking about this old school music, man. You know, I normally play conventional music, a little R&B here and there. But tonight, on a Friday night, I just felt like, you know, so much going on. We just buried Brandon Pickett today. We just buried Malcolm Person today, Mr. Keith Person's dad from the Healing Circle. And so it's been a lot of ups and downs today. And so we're going to thank the listeners for a moment, again, of silence. For the two. Thank y'all. Hey, so I'm going to the phone line one time. I'm going to talk to a friend of mine about the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence program. First on the microphone is Mr. Dwight. Hey, Brother Dwight, what's going on?
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm blessed by the best just to be around the rest. You heard?
Yeah.
Hey, so Mr. Dwight, man, I met you on Jay King's show, and I want to say something about Jay while I got you on here. I wouldn't even be on Blog Talk Radio if it wasn't for Jay King. What happened, he had a friend of mine on his show, and he was debuting his album called Joe Levy, right? And so when he had Joe on there, Joe called me to call in on the show, and I checked it out, and I said, oh, this is Jay King from Club Nouveau. I know Jay. And so we got, you know, hooked up, and I said, well, let me do my own show. And here I've been here, this going on year 9, I've been on here. But introduce yourself to the people, man, my right-hand man at the Healing Circle. This is Mr. Dwight Armstrong.
All right. How's everybody? My name is Dwight Armstrong. I'm 68 years old. I'm closer to 69, but I'm going to hold on to 68 as long as I can. I'm originally from Sacramento, California. I was born here. However, I have lived in other cities and other states, in Chicago, in Las Vegas, and up in the north, the northwest, up in Seattle. I graduated from American Legion High School. I graduated from San Jose State while incarcerated in the state prison system here in California. I've been on, I was hooked on drugs for a long, long time. I finally got away from that madness, and I turned my life around. And as a result, I got married at the age of 60. You know, I waited till I met the right woman. She was always the right woman. I just wasn't the right man at the right time. But when I turned 60, I was, like I said, off of drugs and had my mind straight and had started a small business. And we got married and we purchased our first house at the age of 68. But the main thing that one of the reasons I enjoy Hooked on Fishing, I heard Mr. Tim talking on the radio and it caught my interest, because as a black man and as a senior, for a long time I had fit my, our youth, you know, our young men, and young women. And I feel it's a duty and a responsibility of every adult to watch out for all of our children. And as Mr. Tim said, we pointed fingers, and I pointed fingers. But today I put up my blame thrower, and I'm not going to be part of the problem. I'm going to be part of the solution. And one of the parts of the solution is that we listen to these youth, because although we went through our time, they're going through their time, and they're under a lot more stress than I could have imagined at the age of 9, 10, 11, 12. And so it's with that in mind that I joined Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. And I'm going to become a part of it. And as the time goes by, I want to get more and more involved. And we owe this to our children. We owe this to ourselves. We owe it to our community, because we are, as a community, out of control. That's how I see it. And some of the youth, they're reaching out and they're acting out. And they just wanted some guidance. They wanted to be listened to, and they want to be loved. And so that's my thing. I want to give them all that I can. At this age, with my wisdom, I could give them that. But I can also listen to them, because they have things to say. Tim, yeah, that's about it.
Appreciate you, OG. And like I said,
yeah,
I appreciate you. You ain't missed a session, you know, and you came to the fishing hole. You brought your two nieces the first time. You brought your twin nephews, great nephews, the
yeah,
second time. And you've been coming every, you even come when I don't show up. Hey, so I appreciate you, OG. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to come right back to you. I got a few other people that I really want to talk to. Who's this calling from the 643?
Thurman, Mr. Holland here.
Hey, big brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, big Thurman. There you go.
All right. So, look, hey, man, talk about it, man. You haven't been around us but a week, I think. You came last week, mm-hmm, talked to me over at the job, and I told you to come over at my lunchtime, and let's talk about how we can get you a part of this program called Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. And so, man, you popped up over there, man, and you, like Brother Armstrong, have been real committed to coming to these youth, man, because you came and you participated in the youth. Damn, that's still what you was talking about, big brother. Go on and introduce yourself, man, and talk about it.
All right, y'all. I'm Thurman Holling. I'm 57 years old. I'm originally from Akron, Ohio. I've been living here in Sacramento 16 years, and I wanted to give back to my community. When I first got here, I started out volunteering with the Sacramento Junior Cougars and Kennedy football, and now I heard Tim on the radio, and I was like, wait a minute, that's something. I got to give back because I love to fish. I grew up fishing. My grandmother and father, my oldest kids, I took them all the time, and I just love the fishing. So this, I met with Tim on Monday, and Tuesday I was there at a meeting in the evening with the young kids, and I listened to them. And this is something I'm going to do until I die. If I get a chance to do this until I die, this is something I'm going to do, because these young men and young women really do need our support out here so they don't get tricked by these songs and by these people that's riding around in these big cars and this flashy stuff and think that that's the way in life to go. And if I can teach them anything, I've been through that, and I know it don't get you nowhere, you know. And my thing is, this is my job to give back to my community. You know, my God and Jesus tells me that, and this is what I have to do. So I'm never going to be missing in action. I'm going to do everything I can to be there and listen that's one thing I had to learn this week. I went to two meetings, was learn how to listen to these kids, listen to what they're saying. You know, it's a whole different ball game from when I was a young man and a young knucklehead out there. You know, these kids, they are really paying attention and they learning. And I am so impressed that the curriculum and the talks that we have, the discussions that they have today, in my day and age, we didn't have these discussions amongst each other. We was just out there. But this program is really trying to help these young men and women see that having babies young, having sex young, you know, that ain't what's going to get it, you know. Get into the books. Talk to your community and in school and stop trying to do that. Look for something else more promising in life, you know. Don't stop all of this other stuff and worrying about that. Take care of yourself. Don't be fooled by all of this materialistic stuff out here. And I was so impressed with these kids. You know, they really are trying. They show up. They don't have to, but they do. And they want to talk. They got problems that go on every day in their life, and they need someone else to talk to. A lot of them just got mom. So with us men being there, especially black men, and we being truthful and honest with them, they was being truthful and honest with us. I was really struck that these kids are really honest and they're not trying to come in there and get nothing free. They really want this. And so I'm going to do everything I can to be a part of it always.
And I hey, man, I appreciate the big time, man. Don't you go nowhere. I got somebody finna pull up in the spot. And all the way in your driveway, I got LP, and LP been in the program so long, he got dust on his shoulders. Shake it off, baby. What's going on, LP?
Boy, look at here. Look at here. I got this. We started right down on Broadway there, the little pond. Down Broadway there? I can't think of the name of that place.
Southside.
Yeah, Southside. We started right there. From there, we went to the end of the park, Miller's Park.
Yes, sir.
Down the end of Broadway. And, man, look here ever since. It's nothing like being out there with the kids. I'm telling you, I love it. Last time I went with the kids, I caught I know you remember, Tim. I caught the turtle. one little kid wanted to walk up to, can I touch him? And he's reaching for his head. I said, wait a minute. Let me show you something. Any animal you touch, I let them know this. If you're approaching, you have no business approaching turtles at all. I'm going to show you why. I broke off a piece of stick was laying there. And when that turtle reached out and just snapped it that quick, all them kids out there jumped. I said, this is why you don't do that. Hey, man, I love being out there with them. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. I got two shirts. Yeah, I wear them. The kids need that. They really do. I love going camping with them just to see their faces. That's what I love.
Hey, one time we was there, man, and it had a blizzard. It was like, wind was at 50 miles per hour. We had to put up some tarps and all kind of stuff over the tent. We had to put some plastic over. Oh, man. But guess what?
That's right.
Them babies had a ball.
Hey, we weathered the storm because it was raining like. It was raining.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. It was raining, man. Yeah. You know.
Hey, so LP.
Go ahead.
Watch this.
Hey, man. You got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man. We going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence is taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid.
You know how we do.
Tomorrow we'll be at Southside Park. That's 6th and W Street right there in Midtown. We'll be closer to the tennis court and the basketball court and the play area, not to the far side of T Street and all that. If you come over off of W and 6th, right up under the freeway, you'll see we'll be right there. The van will be out there. The kids will be out there. Will you be out there? It's the Wise Words of One Gun Show on Blog Talk Radio. I got to ask my guests a couple of more questions, but y'all know this is a radio show. God dog it.
Baby, sometimes just wanna reach out. I 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 wanna reach out and reach. Yeah. And I just wanna show one thing, baby. And I just wanna show one thing, baby. I just wanna ask you one thing. I just wanna ask you one thing. I just wanna ask you one thing. One thing, baby. I want you to stop this rainbow in my.
Yeah, that's the sound of Gene Chandler, Rainbow 88, right here on the Wise Words with One Gone Show. Hey, I'm going back to the phone line to a friend of mine one time. Wee, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, hey, we just sitting here talking about Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. You know, they had some jobs for the youth. I'm going to just go on and tell it like it is. They got some jobs for the youth that the county got, and they want to give these youth a stipend of $500 for 40 hours of work, right? And so I got to put in a grant for that, right, because I want that, right, for my kids, because I have about 15, 16 kids that I think they deserve a chance to get that money because they come every week for free, right? And so if they can earn while they learn, if they can earn while they learn, I want to be the vessel to get their turn. Ooh, I'm rapping tonight. Now, hey, so we talk about it, man. You have your son in the program. I don't know how you heard about the program, but I know you've been a bright light to us, brother. So introduce yourself to the world, man, because we're worldwide live right now.
All right. Yeah, I'm Wedell Waddell. And, yeah, my son, he actually loved on fishing, not on violence, because not only just for the fishing, there's the camaraderie that comes along with these young kids once they get together. I mean, my son came from being a kind of like, he was kind of like an introvert kind of man, and took him out there, and all of a sudden I seen this shell just crack open, and he, you know, it was amazing to me, and I know it was, you know, due to the program and the way it's set up, it kind of guides them towards, you know, being around each other, looking out for one another when they out there, you know, fishing, because it gives them a common ground. And then they get to talking about stuff, you know. It's like, man, I say, what? He's talking to this kid and that kid, and next thing I know, he's a whole new dude, man. Oh, new young cat. But yeah, man, Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence is a really good program. Really good program that I think personally needs to be nationwide. I think it needs to be nationwide. Straight up like that.
And we thank you for that. Big, yeah, man. Big shout out right there. Hey, so you can call in 347-205-9722. That's 347-205. 9722. It's the Wise Words with One Gone Show. Mr. Tim from Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. My people know me as DJ One Gone up on here. So, yeah, y'all have to come and check out the program. I mean, it is a program, like my brother said, it should be worldwide, because I struggle with worldwide. You dig? And if I can get you to do what these brothers is doing and myself is doing in your neighborhood, that's some good. So once again, the number is 347-205-9722. Give us a call tonight. Let us know where we can bring this program. Can we bring it to your town? Because we have a curriculum. We have it all wrote down. We even have a little video. We even got a commercial. Man, let me play that commercial again. We have you think I'm playing.
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence. It's taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Yeah, or you can come to one of the healing circles. One will be at 7000 Franklin at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. And then the other would be at the Fruit Ridge Collaborative Center. That is 4625 44th Street in Fruit Ridge area, close to Oak Park. Come on out at 6 p.m. to 7. We're trying to stretch it to 7:30, 8 o'clock. We normally go to 8 o'clock when it's good and the kids ain't got to go to school. So it's summertime coming, you know, we're going to rock that thing. We also got a basketball court at the school facility for the kids to rip and run for a minute before they come in and heal together. It is the Wise Words with One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I got to ask LP one more question before he go. All right, I know LP, he's going to ride the whole show. LP.
Yo.
I said LP.
Yo, yo.
Hey, so look, LP, man, you've been coming since I came day one. You even named how far. You know, that was 16, 17 years ago we started doing this, and then for the nonprofit, it's been 7 years, but no, 2011, 10 years. 10 years with the nonprofit, right? Because we started in 2011 forming this program, but we didn't go, well, nonprofit is 7 years because we went under Henry's. We can work it out for about 4 years. But anyway, you've been with us riding hard. And man,
yes.
I would like
Love
for
it.
You to know that we appreciate you, brother. I'm going to say that to you in front of the world because you've been sticking in. Hey, man, I remember one time when we was out there in the boat, now the fish was caught out.
Yeah, you will bring up something like that now. Come on, man.
Hey,
you
got to
put
hey,
it all
man.
Out there. That's
so, LP, now I want to ask you a question about gun violence because the program is Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. We're talking about the gun violence. Right now they had 8 people killed, and the same Indiana and out that way where they already had in the last year or so 3 other shootings, man. What is going on in the world, man, about these guns?
I don't know. Now you got they and they getting off too. They getting off, claiming they mentally ill and everything. Man, I tell you, I don't know. For his guns, I wouldn't get rid of mine, and I'm keeping it real. I asked myself, where are these young kids getting these guns from? Their parents don't know. They cousins don't know. Their mother and father don't know this? I'm going to leave that alone for a moment. But, you need that to protect yourself because it's going to come to that. That's what I tell you. They wanted to take our arms a while back, turn them in. They starting that again. Don't let them do that. Don't let them do that because if they catch you with one, they got the right to kill you. So this is something we need to really stand up for. To protect ourselves, we see and know where it's going. Gun violence should be in the hand of a responsible adult. Take your class. Some of you don't need to. I know a few that don't. They handle it well. But we can't do that. And they're going to be out there. And you know what's yet to come? The ghost guns. They should start surfing soon. I'm sure they got enough of them by now. I'm just talking to you, you know.
I appreciate it, man. I'm just wondering why all this violence all of a sudden. I mean, you know, not all of a sudden. It's been going down. You know, I'm for real. And so if you from real, you'll know that this ain't nothing new. It's just that we ain't got a hand on it. And so for us, my people, you know, and normally somebody always say, well, he talking racist. I don't care what you say, because I asked the Chinaman, I say, hey, man, well, why y'all treat us so bad? He said, hey, man, Tim, check this out, man. It ain't that I don't like your people. He said, but I just like mine more. And that's it. Anyway, I'm going to the phone line right quick. Big Third.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, man, so an officer of 26 year, a training officer at that, says that she fired her taser, which became a gun, and she didn't know until she fired it, and it went bang. What kind of excuse could that be?
That's a lame excuse. Because I'm ex-military. I was in a military. I was in the Army for 4 years. And I'm thankful for that because they taught me how to shoot a weapon. They taught me how to shoot a rifle. They taught me how to shoot a handgun. And anyone that's been in the military or been on a police force know when you pull that weapon out, it's way heavier than a taser, you know, and for her to say she accidentally do it, I can't see that. You know, I wish she would be truthful and say, you know, I saw this black kid, and you know, it's something inside of them that think we are less of people, that they can, like the other gentleman was saying, they feel that they can. If they shoot us or kill us, they feel they're going to get off. This goes all the way back to that Don George Zimmerman, you know? And that's why your program is so important. Like the gentleman is saying, nationwide, we got to train these young men and women that these guns you carrying around and you're getting them illegally, you're getting them from bad people. And bad people you getting them from ain't got nothing in store for you good. Somebody, you 10 years old, 15, and somebody letting you hold a gun, they ain't doing nothing for you to see that you have a future in this country or your neighborhood. They looking to see you. You're going to go down because you're going to pull it unexpectedly. You don't know. That's how people in our communities getting killed. They don't know how to aim. They just shoot. You know, you've seen that on the TV. They just shoot. And it's like, that is what we need to do, is teach them how to respect those weapons because they kill us. You know, I have kids that I've taught my kids how to aim and how to shoot and how to be responsible. You know, you don't never want to carry a gun around. I know you have to protect yourself out there. And if that's the environment you live in, then you got to just come to this program and get out of that, you know? That's why you have this program here, you know? We don't want you out there in the streets carrying around guns. We want you here. We're going to teach you how to fit. We're going to teach you how to be a man as best we can. We're going to give you the tools. That's something I learned this week. You guys have the tools. And I love that. I just got to get with program so I'll be able to convey that to the young men and women that's coming in the program, and I hope we get more and more because I'm here to stay.
Right on, right on, right on with the right on. Hey, man, this is the Wise Words of One Go. So, you know, I got a couple of more callers calling in, and I got a couple of more people to talk to, right? But y'all know what it is. I said, you know what it is. It's a radio show, doggone it. Here's Uncle Curtis Mayfield. You're so good to me. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's the sound of Curtis Mayfield. You're so good to me on the Wise Words of One Gone show. Hey, man, I appreciate my people calling in, man, and speaking out. It is the Wise Words of One Gone show, and the wisest words old One Gone can give you is to love yourself. For if you can love yourself, you can love somebody else. And in this world that we live in, y'all, we need a lot of love. And so that's what I'm speaking of. Here's some love for you, man. I want to thank Mr. Greg King over at Always Knocking, Inc. For his Junior Gentlemen's program, helping the young men become men, you know what I mean? Also, I want to thank Brothers to Brothers, Merv Brookins, Sr. out there in Del Paso Heights, who is working with a lot of young men. He's been saving young men, you know, when they get caught up and the police catch them. If it ain't that serious, They'll call Merv and see if they can work things out and get that young man out them handcuffs. You know what I mean? So, Merv, peace and blessing to you, man. Keep making it happen. Also, Pain into Poetry. We got the Forgotten One. Him and I are going to be on 97.5 on Saturday night starting June, I think, the first week of June. We are rehearsing now. And so I want to thank Marvell Reed, the station manager, as well as Jay King for putting this together for us, because what they're doing is it's called Hip Hop After Dark, and the reason they're playing that is to get the young kids on the microphone on 97.5. Ain't that something? God damn, hey, boy, look here. And they asked me to be a part of. Yeah, so check us out. It'll be the first weekend of June. I have more information. We finna go to photo shoots. We've been doing on board learning, you know, learning how to work the switchboard there, learning the new stuff because they just got a new system. The old system, I knew how to work. I worked before, but they got a new digital system, and so we've been working on that. Plus, we've been doing mock interviews so we could really give the people what they deserve, and that's a real show, right? The number here is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. We're talking about Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. I know I'm the CEO of that thing, and I don't never talk about it on my radio show. And tonight, I figured I'd talk about it because they have a lot of opportunities out there for our youth. And I think that this radio show could help our youth learn broadcasting, right? I can get each one of them a show so they can work their own show, learn how to work the board, learn how to program and download clips. You know, there's things they can learn, you know, because one thing I know if we can teach them, let me say it like this. If we can reach them, then we can teach them. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm in the old schools right now, man. I know I had a couple of callers called in. They didn't want to say nothing, but they wanted to request some music. And I was like, if it's going to be a drop from the past, I can do that. And she said, well, let me just get this song right here since you want to throw something back. Throw this one back.
Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this. But whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love this man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. If you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Oh, woman to woman, can't you see where I'm
Shirley Brown, right here on the Wise Words with One Gun Show. She called it Woman to Woman. She kept it real all through that one, too, boy. Shirley wasn't playing about that man. It is the Wise Words with One Gun Show, man. And again, I want to thank my callers for calling in. I'm going to tap in with a few of them again because I got a lot to talk about. And we really trying to make things happen. We are not coming on every night like we used to because we're doing these healing circles more and more and more, right? We're doing them three times a week. Three times a week we are giving back to the youth. So I had cut back from this show. I know a lot of my ear hustlers out there is like, man, don't you do me like that. You know, I love this old show. And I believe that y'all do, man, because I got something like this for y'all the time.
in the sky. Come on, just look, look, and you'll see me flying by. Why don't you just look, look? And if you do, come on and look, look. I'm flying straight to you. They call me Superman Lover. Something wrong, there's something wrong with me to see. Something wrong, yes it is, babe.
Oh, it's the man, it's the light. What did you discover? Is it a bird, is it a plane? It's a Superman man.
Yeah, that's Johnny Guitar Watson with Superman Love. You know what I mean? I'm a Superman lover. That's right. My name is Mr. Tim, DJ One Gun on the Wise Words One Gun Show. And what would I be doing if I couldn't get one of my youngins on here? Run the wheel.
All right, my name's Clarence Muhammad. I'm 16 years old. I go to Laguna Creek High School. I'm in the 10th grade, and my day was good.
So, look, Clarence, you've been in the program a while, man. Tell us how this program affected you since day one.
Ever since being in this program, it taught me how to respect women. It taught me how to respect women more. It taught me how to respect myself and others more. It helped my family out because Mr. Tim, he always provides for us. Mr. Tim, I think he's like an uncle, or he's like a second father, and he always looks out for everybody in the program. And I'm glad that I found this program. Me and my siblings found this program.
Okay, man, I appreciate it. And so, you know, they got this job thing going on. You know, every time they have one come around, you know, I always try to get y'all a job, and it seems like the city don't never want to grant me my wishes. But I always find somewhere for you to land. How many jobs you've gotten through the city through the Hooked on Fishing Not on Violence program?
I'll say about 3 jobs.
Okay. And do you complete the task at hand? I mean, what I'm trying to say is the job that is offered to you, do you start and finish the job and get it done and do a good job of doing that?
Yes, always.
And I appreciate you. I just wanted you to come on here, man, because it's enough of us grown folks talking. And you know, I know the listeners out there worldwide, they say, yeah, well, you know, they talking real good about the program. But where are the kids? You know, not that I don't believe OG when he said he going to be here for a while. Not that I don't believe OG said that he helped him. Not that I don't believe Mr. Tim for putting it out there. But where is the kids at? And so your final words for the listeners out there, young man, Clarence, what would you tell youth? First of all, I got 3 questions. I'm gonna ask one right now. What would you tell the youth out there in America about this program and what it'll do for you?
I'll say this program, it's going to help you. It's never going to put you down. Like, you always have people to talk to in this program. Like, if you, like, Mr. Tim, he's that mentor that you can always go to no matter, like, what trouble you're in. I know some people, they go to adults, and, like, the adults, they go tell other people their business. Like, Mr. Tim, he's a person that you could go to and open up to. And I know, like, nowadays, like, kids, we have issues with that. Like we say, we have trust issues, but like Mr. Tim is a person you can open up to, and I feel like every kid should know about this program, because I even tell some of my friends about the program. Even if they say like they're too cool for the program, like they'll probably come check it out sometimes, or like I'll have to go pick them up and check it out. And Mr. Tim actually picks up every kid that actually wants to be in the program.
Right on, right on, right on. The other thing is, Like I said, I have three questions. The other thing is, what have you learned through some of the mentors? You mentioned mentors. You mentioned that. And so what have you learned through Mr. Brandon and being a responsible young man with you, yourself? Let me put it that way.
What I learned about during Mr. Brandon's class is about like post-trauma and how some of the trauma from our ancestors can actually affect us today. Like some people, they say that they have anger issues, and like that could have came from all the way back in like back towards slavery days. Like it's a reason why we act our way now, and we're learning about that, how to like overcome that, and basically just being a better person.
Right on, right on, right on. And my last question for you. You're 16. You've been in here 4 or 5 years, and your siblings. You have 5 brothers also. No, 6. 7. 7 brothers with Daryl in this program. And so
yes.
What I want to ask is that if you could, like you said, you tell your friends about it. If you could get a job through the city to do the work that we're doing right now. So right now you're broadcasting. You just don't have control of the board. But right now you in this interview are speaking out, and that's what I'm trying to get the city to pay for our youth to come on and spill the beans worldwide of why programs like this program, Always Knocking, we have Grono Park, we have Mr. Willie's program, we have Barry Axe's program, we have Pastor Les' program, we have Daryl Rogers' program, Daryl Roberts' program, we have Miss Shona's museum and her program, we have Earth Mama Healing, her program. We have so many people with Miss Dana Maisha with her program, Boys in the Hood Book Club, All Things Literacy. We have so many people to do this work. My question to you is the work that these people are putting out in our community, will you push that? And the other thing is, do you want the job as being a promoter or learning how to engineer one of these podcast stations?
Most definitely. I feel like that would be a real good thing, especially for our youth community.
There it is there, y'all. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show. Clarence, I thank you for calling in. That's Clarence Muhammad from the Healing Circle, also Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. His brother Ben wants to come in the morning, and I gotta go pick him up. I told Ben, if you got to sit on the cooler in the back of the truck, because we got all of the equipment coming out. He said, I don't care, you can put me on the roof. Hey, Clarence, one love from Mr. Tim. Tell the family I said what's up, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, it is the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. The number's 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. I had about 3 or 4 callers hang up just a minute ago. I know I'm long-winded. You came to listen to a music. My homegirl said, what, God? I said, what? She said, what, God? I said, damn it, what? She said, boy, if you don't play some of that good music.
What kind of things are going on in your mind? up on love. You're living in the past. Why don't you give me a chance to ease your mind so I can be good to you? I wanna be good to you. Cause I know what you want. Yes, and I know what you need. You need the same things I do. Cause I've been hurt many times just like you.
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105.
Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence. It's taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid.
You know how we do.
All right, so we had our youth on here tonight to talk about the program. We had our OGs on here to talk about the program. We had our triple OGs on here to talk about the program. And then we had our longtime member to talk about the program. And so if you ain't heard nothing that anybody said, please listen to the youth when they talk about the program because it's for the youth. And if they telling you what's going on, please listen. And if you have a youth out there, you need to listen to them too. I'm going to LP. He's going to pull in the front yard one more time. LP, what's in the news, man?
Same old thing. Ain't nothing changed, man. I mean, wow. Okay. I think we all know that by now. But like I told you earlier, keep your fire on. You don't need it. They want to fight with your family. I don't know why. I can't understand it anymore. Unless you face up, then that's what makes us angry. We don't bother nobody. I don't know. I just don't know, man. Keep your weapon. Burden. Keep your weapon.
Okay, y'all heard it. keep your weapon. Keep it in you. Don't give it away.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Well, I know it's not 10 o'clock, but, man, I got to get up out of here, man. Sitting here with my wife eating a little steak and shrimp. And, oops, my mic gone. I got to get up out of here. I'll talk to y'all more sooner or later. One love, one gone. Here, let me give you this right here.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, that's Riri. Miss Aretha Franklin with Baby, Baby, Baby. Right here on the Wise Words One Gun Show. I want to thank all of our callers that called in and spoke out about the program, Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. I got another friend of mine. I'm going to call him Mr. Incognito. Go on and introduce yourself to the people and tell them how you feel.
My name is Mark, and I'm a large supporter of people not committing violent acts outside of their mind. Because we all commit violent acts in our mind, and, you know, everything starts from a thought. And, you know, just as well as you have bad thoughts, like I was telling somebody earlier, you have good thoughts. And it's whichever one you allow to overrule. And, I mean, and all a person got to do is think about the consequences. I was coming down the street, and I just seen about 10 or 12 police cars up in this parking lot over there. And, I mean, it just makes you shake your head. You know, like I tell people, you especially these young folk and some of these old ones, they're quick to say, screw the police. I hate the police. And I got to tell them, if you hate them that much, quit giving them a job. I do is act right. That'll be one less police officer, one less judge. You can put a sheriff out of work. You can put deputies, I mean, attorneys out of work. You can put so many people out of work. But like I said, evidently they like them. So, and I don't know what to say on that one, Gone.
I hear you, man. It is. It's a cold thing, man. It's a cold thing.
I'm trying to put them all out of work.
I know that's right. Me too. Hey, I don't want them to, I don't even want them to come and speak on me or speak to me,
man.
You know. Go on, do your job, you know. Because what I do know is that at the end of the day, they ain't got my best interest at heart. I'm going to tell you that.
Right.
I didn't work with them side by side. You catch them on a bad day or any day that, you know, you're not really helping them, they treat
you
bad. Pull me over just like they pull anybody else over.
That's it. You could be Floyd.
You could be Floyd or one of these youngsters.
But, I mean, it's just sad, though, brother. I mean, you know, and I understand it. You know, they took the joy out of living. It costs too much to do anything with kids nowadays. I mean, if you don't get funded by somebody, it's damn near impossible.
Huh.
We got to support each other. And I mean, in doing so, we'll come together, then we'll begin to come up with our own activities, our own, where we can do it all on our own. We won't need support because we're doing it all on our own.
Hmm.
But I mean, we just got to come together. We got to start buying up property. Building skate rings, whatever you want your kids to enjoy, we got to start doing that. Pool our money together. That way we're keeping the money amongst ourselves. Only money going
everybody
out is paying
too.
Taxes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we're too good for that. See, we'd rather put on separate colors and boast up against each other. Fight because you from another neighborhood and don't know that y'all cousins. Yeah, there's two brothers around here, one a Crip, one a Blood, living in the same household. And then you got these over-medicated fools out here walking around on the prescription and the non-prescription drugs. I mean, it's just sad, man. It is sad.
You said it right. Hey, man, it's the Wise Words of One Gun Show, and we thank all of our callers for calling in. We all know that times ain't like they used to be, but we are people, and if we can just come together, put our money together, man, they say we got a $1 to $2 trillion spending habit. A year.
And they just increased that. they didn't increase that. With their stimulus. Like I say, their stimulus ain't going to go on forever. What they going to do then?
Right.
Go back to robbing. I mean, they know what they're doing. They making sure that they maintain their job. But like I tell you, like I said once before, money in the hands of a fool is like putting a loaded gun in the hands of a baby. Somebody gonna get hurt.
Well, y'all heard it from Brother Mark. I'm going to get up out of here, man. Mark, thank you for calling, man.
I had to, my brother. Peace, love, and happiness.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, sir. And to the rest of you ear hustlers, I'm out of here. Peace.